The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
All right, on this St. Patrick's Day morning, ordinarily we would be having our party over at Freighters. We'll do that next year, okay? Let's do that. Let's plan on being back there again next year. In the meantime, the United Way is serving up breakfast. It's a drive-through pickup breakfast over at the United Way office on Military Street. We're going to do a raffle drawing a little bit later on today. And, you know, if you just stopped by the United Way office and dropped off a check, they'd certainly appreciate that as well after the kind of year that we've had. Highlighting the things that the United Way of St. Clair County does. They are a partner with the Imagination Library, which is run through St. Clair County. Risa Riley Alley is on the line. She's been there, I guess, since the beginning of the Imagination Library in St. Clair County, haven't you?
I have.
Good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Good morning.
The Imagination Library is such a neat concept. This was actually brought to us by none other than Dolly Parton, who kind of had this dream of putting books in every household with a child under five.
You're right, it is, and it's a cool program that we have had, and like you said, I've been here since the beginning. We started it in October of 2012, but it started before that in Dolly Parton's hometown in Tennessee. She looked at it as saying, you know, we need to get books in the hands of kids, and we need it to be a gift, not, you know, we don't want it to be a chore for children. We want them to fall in love with it. So she started sending books to children in her hometown, and then it just became such a hit that she opened it up to anyone across the United States that if you want to have this program and you can fund it locally, then you can be part of this. And so then in 2012, St. Clair County stepped up and said, you know, we need to do this for our kids. And luckily, between St. Clair County RESA and the help of United Way, we were able to launch it.
You ever count how many books are out there thanks to the Imagination Library? It's got to be a lot.
You know, that is a good question. We have done that before, and at one point we were celebrating, you know, I think it was 50,000 books, and it has just, you know, expanded from there. I mean, it's just been amazing. But if you look at just the number of children we've been able to serve, currently we have about 4,600 children registered in the program. Mm. But what's even more powerful is we've had just over 8,000 children graduate from the program. So those are the kids that have turned five, they've gotten their final book, and they've graduated out of this program. So that's a huge number of kids in our county that we've really been able to touch with books and start that love of reading before they enter kindergarten.
That is fantastic. All those tens of thousands of books that are being read by the children that receive them, but then just think about all the pass along, you know, the hand-me-downs to cousins and neighbors and friends, and I mean, those books get circulated. That's a lot of books that have come into St. Clair County.
Yeah, and you'll find it's really cool because you're right. There's kind of this twofold. We mail these out to the children 0 to 5, and then as children kind of age out of it, and they start to grow out of these books, then those books are kind of donated back. Sometimes they get donated back to us, and we share them with the little free libraries across the county. Sometimes, you know, I found them actually just in our local library so that other kids can utilize them. You know, they're given to grandparents so that they can have books at their houses. So they really are just making an impact on more than just those children that are enrolled in the program. The other piece is we look at it as this exciting thing where we're really trying to get that parent-child interaction, right? We're trying to get parents to sit down with their children and read these books. But what we hear on our annual survey that we do every year is it's more than the parents that are reading to the kids. Sometimes we have older siblings, so they're having the opportunity to read. During COVID, when everything shut down and kids couldn't go to school, they couldn't go to the library. I mean, you couldn't even go to the store for anything extra. We heard from parents that they were so thankful that these books continued to come in the mail because it gave the kids something exciting to get. And then it also gave those school-age kids extra books at home to actually read, and they could read to the younger siblings. So there was so many positive things from this program.
Oh, it's just a fantastic program, and it's working exactly the way it was intended to, the Imagination Library here in St. Clair County. And again, as you said, Riley, the only way that this works is if it's funded, and the way that it's funded is through the United Way.
Correct, yeah. So it is something that we couldn't do without this partnership. It is a, when you look at the cost of the program, we pay about $25 per child per year. So when you think about 12 books that are being mailed to a child, that is a super low cost, and it's a big impact for a very low amount of money. But when you start to times that by, you know, the 4,600 children we have registered, we're looking at about $10,000 a month to run this program, if not a little bit more. And without United Way, we would never be able to provide that to our community. So it's something that is just so powerful, and we're so thankful that they are a partner in this.
Great program indeed. Riley, thanks for telling us about it. Really appreciate it. And happy St. Patrick's Day.
Yes, happy St. Patrick's Day to you too, Paul.
Take care. Bye-bye.